to think that, I can't remember whether I built the patio before I remodeled the front bedroom or not. But anyway, it's a nice, I poured new steps out the back door with a handrail and into the backyard, and had clothesline out there in the backyard. We didn't have a dryer. We had a sun dryer. We were green at that time and didn't know how green we were. And then I built a big patio that went from the back of these steps up to the back of the cottage. And I closed off their window that came out in there, and right in the center of this big patio, I had a beam, and I had put a post in there to hold up that beam, and then all the sheeting ran from, well, it ran across the beams. I had a beam at the top, a beam in the middle, and a beam down at the back. So the sheeting ran from the top to the bottom. And it was just a big shed, what it was. And then around this post in the center, I built a table, a round table. And that took care of the post. And then I got benches and so that to go around this table. And we had parties out there and enjoyed everything. We ate it. One year we had our Thanksgiving meal out there. The weather was so nice. And your mother made a nice tablecloth and a square cut out of the center that went around that post. And when we had parties with Park and Renita and Gordon Ruby Lewis and other members, they sometimes would write on the tablecloth. And that was all right. We had a lot of fun. And then I had it was a big kettle that when they were out on the farm, they did.